Texans for the most part have never learned how to be dull. It is fervently hoped that Gone to Texas lives up to that standard. New to the second edition. Chapters 3 through 8 are revised to include the most recent scholarship on Texas Indians, especially the Comanches. Chapter 5 is reframed to explain the problems created for newly independent Mexico by the lack of a consensus among its people concerning their form of government. Chapters 12 through 15 are reorganized in chronological coverage and expanded into chapters 12 through 17. The Old West, the New South and Populist Revolt, the Progressive Era, the Prosperity Decade of the 1920s, the Great Depression and World War II, and the years of modernization from 1945 to 1971 are the subjects of separate chapters. Chapter 19 is new. It covers the years from 2001 to 2011, providing material not in the first edition. Chapter 20 is largely new and expands on the concept of the Texas Mystique in the 21st century. Chapter 1. The First Texans. The first people who, figuratively at least, wrote GTT on their homes and migrated to Texas, probably began the trip 18,000 to 20,000 years ago in Siberia. At that time, known to geologists as the Pleistocene Epoch, vast ice sheets covered the northern parts of the Eurasian and North American continents. More than 2 miles deep at points, the ice held so much of the Earth's water that sea levels were anywhere from 300 to 320 feet below present levels. The result was the exposure of a wide land bridge from Siberia to Alaska at the Bering Strait. Across Beringia, as it is called, came the first humans to occupy the Americas. Fully evolved members of the species Homo sapiens, the earliest Americans had the physical form and all the intellectual capabilities of modern man. They were, in the words of one scholar, the most formidable, vicious, and successful mammal ever to adorn the face of the world. Living in an ice age environment that would threaten the most sophisticated 21st century man with extinction, these early humans had a culture, a combination of material objects and behavior patterns that ensured survival. They had fire to warm themselves and cook their food, clothing and shelter to protect against the Arctic climate, and weapons to kill animals and drive off predators. Essentially social beings, they formed small bands whose members worked cooperatively to survive. These first migrants to America had no idea that they were intercontinental travelers. More than likely, they came simply in pursuit of animals such as the mammoth, a very close relative of the modern elephant, and reindeer that were found in both Asia and North America, finding good hunting in the cool, humid climate just beyond the edges of the ice sheet. Early migrants spread southward from Alaska, a movement that was encouraged by the appearance from time to time of an ice-free corridor along the eastern edge of the Rocky Mountains. Early men thus reached the Great Plains in the heart of North America. Continuing their southward migration, humans arrived on the South Plains in what is now Texas about 12,000 years ago. These first Texans soon extended their domicile from the plains region in the north to the canyon country of the lower Pecos River and across central Texas to the Gulf Coast. For the next 4 to 5 millennia, approximately 12,000 to 7,000 or 8,000 years before the present, ancient Indians, or Paleo-Indians, in the language of archaeologists, populated much of present-day Texas. The early big game hunters. Fortunately for them, the first Texans to live on the plains of what is now the Panhandle encountered an environment more favorable to human habitation than that found in the same region at the beginning of the 21st century. Temperatures were somewhat cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter, without the extremes of heat and cold now associated with the region. Rainfall averaged nearly twice the amount of modern times. The level grassland